listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the sad end of a good king. I'm going to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 15, verse 5, which reads, "Then the Lord struck the king so that he was a leper until the day of his death. So he dwelt in an isolated house, and Jotham the king's son was over the royal house, judging the people of the land." King Azariah, who's also known as Uzziah, was one of the better kings of Judah. In many ways, he honored God, and he had a lot of success and power. Yet even good kings have their problems, and Uzziah didn't end well. He died a leper and a disgrace because he couldn't handle his success and power. 2 Kings chapter 15 tells us it happened, but we learn a lot more about the tragedy of Uzziah's end from 2 Chronicles chapter 26. There we read this about King Uzziah, who was marvelously helped till he became strong, according to 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 15. You see, 2 Chronicles tells us about Uzziah's pride, seen when he was strong and successful. We read, "But when he was strong, his heart was lifted up to his destruction, for he transgressed against the Lord his God by entering the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense." That's in verse 16 of 2 Chronicles 26. On that occasion, the priest tried to stop him, but the king insisted on forcing his way into the temple to offer incense. Uzziah, again Azariah, violated what had become a general principle in God's dealing with Israel, that no king should also be a priest. It was God's plan that the offices of prophet, priest, and king should never be combined in one man until the Messiah, who fulfilled all three offices. But in his last days, Uzziah dwelt in an isolated house. You see, he came into the temple as an arrogant king, but he left as a humbled leper. Indeed, he hurried to get out because the Lord had struck him. That's in 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 20. The actual penalty for violating the sacred place of the temple was death, according to Numbers chapter 18, verse 7. Instead, God struck Uzziah with leprosy. That's a disease that has been described as a living death. But even with his tragic end, God used Uzziah, even in his death, when he rested with his father. You see, his passing contributed to the call of the prophet Isaiah. We read in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1, that in the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne. Therefore, when Isaiah wrote that he was called in the year King Uzziah died, he said a lot. It was as if he said this, "In the year a great and wise king died," but it was also to say, "In the year a great and wise king who had a tragic end died." The prophet Isaiah had great reason to be discouraged and disillusioned at the death of King Uzziah because a great king had passed away and because his life ended tragically. Yet despite all of that, Isaiah saw the enthroned Lord God who was greater than any earthly king. So today I've got a question for you. Today, can you see God enthroned and greater than all of your disappointments? I pray that you would see the greatness of the God we serve, the God revealed to us in the Bible, and that you would have him exalted in your life today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.